Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We've been talking about this word authority. Well, that's a heavy word, isn't it? So, it's a word today. I think it's so important that we embrace and that we get familiar with, because we're advancing a kingdom. That's what it's all about, is God's authority. Because there's a king, and it's not you, right? Jesus is the king, and He's our authority. And so if we'll submit under His authority, then we are going to fulfill His will. That's His will, is that you and I, all of us, fulfill His will, not our will. Not my will, but Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen? So that's what we're here for. We are actually here to fulfill God's will. And that takes place when we are willing to submit to authority. And so what's the authority that God has established on earth? Governmental authorities. That would be the president, the United States Senate, mayors, governors, police. Those are established authorities, right? And then what else? Governmental authorities. Then social authorities. That would be teachers, bosses, right? And then what else? Family authorities. That would be husbands and wives, fathers and mothers. They're the authorities in the home. Just like they made a promise to raise Mac, they're going to be an authority over him. And he's going to have to yield to their authority until he gets to be on his own. And they're going to teach him his will and his ways. And you know what? If they do that, he'll stay with it. He'll never leave from it. Because the Bible says that. He will not depart from it. It's in their hands. Their responsibility to raise that child is in their hands. Their hands. Okay. So that's what we've been talking about, authority. And then there's church authority. So we have governmental authorities, family authorities, social authorities, church authorities. Church is some apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers, or the equipping of the saints. You find that in Ephesians chapter 4. So they have all been established to help govern you, get your life going in the direction of God's will and His ways. When we submit to those authorities, we are actually submitting to the ways of God. He says, "My way is higher than your ways." Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." We get to the life God created us by doing things His way. He calls us to the way with His truth. The truth calls us to do His way, to go His way. And then the manifestation of that is when we do that and are obedient to that, we get the life God created us for. That makes sense, doesn't it? And that's really how it is, because there's been a problem of disobedience since the garden. It's been a problem of disobedience since the garden. And so we have to understand that. When we understand that, we will want to obey. Because now when we obey, we're starting to see that, hey, I'm becoming who I'm supposed to be. Because that's what truth does. It sets you free. It sets you free from wrong information that's been holding you back from what God is calling you to. See, wrong information will hold you in a place that keeps you out of God's will. But when you get true information, inform, you're being informed on the inside by His truth. When you get true information, now you're being set free. And now you can do His will. You see that? So, you see, we've been born into this world in sin, remember? In contradiction to God because of Adam's disobedience. We're born in sin. Contradiction to God. We're at odds with God, sociably, spiritually, physically, psychologically. God's truth calls you to wholeness. It calls you to wholeness. Wholeness is soundness. When you answer that call, you are becoming who God created you to be. You can't get your life right and get your calling wrong. Let me say that again. You can't get your life right and get your calling wrong. So that's why Jesus' truth is so important. See, we're born into our families of origin, and we're raised in those families, and we have traits, personalities, habits, patterns that keep us out of God's will because of the origin of the family that we were born, raised in, all of us. But you see, when you're born again, now you're born out of that. Now you're in a position to those areas of your life to change. And that's what the truth does. It calls you to His way in that pattern or that habit or that addiction or whatever. It calls you to His way and it sets you free to be who God created you to be. You see that? You can't stay under what your parents taught you and fulfill the will of God. Your parents' voice is not God's voice. When you are on your own, you're on your own. You're going to answer to Jesus. Are you with me? You will answer to Jesus one day. And it's His voice. Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice. And they know me and I know them. And neither anything will pluck them out of my hand." His voice is truth. He calls you to that. You see that? It doesn't matter what kind of abuse you were raised in. Doesn't matter what kind of atmosphere. You can't blame your problems on how you were raised. See, that removes all that. When you get in touch with Jesus, it removes all excuses. Now, I gotta come to the reality. That's what truth is. Truth is, it calls you to reality. The reality is what Jesus is showing you. You see that? Y'all all right? Are you glad you came to church today?
Yeah.
See, the truth calls you to reality. And that's why it's uncomfortable sometimes. But folks, if we're in relationship with Jesus and connected with Him, we're going to listen to what He says. You see this? No matter what kind of dysfunction we were raised in, doesn't matter what our parents did, doesn't matter what they said to us, doesn't matter if they dropped us off on a step and left us for somebody else to raise us. God put you there for a reason. Everything that happens to you in life is for the purpose of God's plan in your life. Everything. You see that? Jesus came here. He was prophesied that He would be born. Micah prophesied He'd be born in Bethlehem. That's where He was born. Isaiah prophesied He would be born of a virgin. That's how he was born. God has a plan. God has a plan for your life. God is a God of planning. He's got a plan for your life. Did Jesus go through anything? He sure did. You're going to go through things, and when you understand what you're going through and what you've gone through is all for His purpose, then you're going to begin to change the way you live. Am I making sense? Everything that's happened, everything. Well, you don't know what happened to me. You know, I did this. It's time to say, God is calling me to who I really am. Because if you can't allow dysfunction, the dysfunction of someone, to determine your destiny. You see that? That's what a lot of people who go to church, they walk around one eye in everybody because of what somebody out of their dysfunction has done to them, and then now they see everybody that way. See? That's not a, you can't excuse that. You can't, that can't be your excuse. God calls you to see people the way he sees them. And when you answer that voice, you're in touch with that voice, you're going to change the way you see and view people. See? People will say, God, use me. Use me, Lord. And then people start using you. People use you. Well, you ask God to use you. He uses people to use you. People are going to hurt you. People are going to say things about you that aren't true. They're going to use you. Lord, use me. Here they come. Here they come. You see, I'm being very serious. You have to know how to respond to those people with what Jesus' voice is telling you to. You see that? And when you're in relationship to him, you'll know how to respond to those people. But if you're not, you'll do what your parents did. You'll get them told, you'll get them back, and you have a vendetta to take care of it yourself. And you will end up with yourself in a mess trying to handle it yourself. Am I making sense? I haven't even started yet. Are you still glad you came to church? Is this making sense? So when we get this, it changes, because God's kingdom is opposite to what the world is doing. You can take it and flip it upside down. It's the complete opposite. It's the antithesis of what the world... You can't expect people to treat you right. You see that? When you put a false expectation on somebody, you're living in a fantasy. You're living in a lie. You got something in your own imagination you've dreamed up, and you're putting an expectation on somebody that they can't even meet. Well, they hurt me. They treat me bad. You said, use me, Lord. See? He's trying to develop you with those people that are coming against you. See? I got something for you today. Is this making sense? We're going to get started here in a few moments. We're going to extrapolate some revelation from the Word of God and see just what happens today. Are you with me today? Okay. Folks, look like you need to smile a little bit. So, let's go to our foundational scripture. This is going to help you. I'm just here to tell you. It really is. It's going to help you. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for all that you're doing in our hearts in this moment, in this time. We ask, Lord, you can continue to teach us by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. When we resist the authority that God established, all authority has been established by God, right? So when we resist it, We bring judgment on ourselves. You see that? You actually bring judgment on yourself. That's like somebody who commits a crime and they end up in jail. Well, how did I get here? You were resisting authority. You came against what's already established. You see that? You're frustrating the authority of God. Does it make sense? Does that make sense? That's huge right there. But it goes a whole lot deeper than that. And this is what we have to understand. So now, let's go to... I'm going to have to get moving here because of time. Let's go to 1 Peter 2:21. But I'm going to share a little bit more with you before we get moving here. So we're followers of Christ. Am I right about that? That's why we are here. We're here because we want to learn and grow and be disciples of Christ. So that's the idea, right? So here's what happens. People will get hurt by people, and that will excuse them to pull away. But really, when that hurt comes, it's really come for your development. See that? Now listen to me. Your pain is not permission for you to quit and give up. Your pain is not permission for you to quit and give up. Never. When you understand, when somebody's doing you wrong, you talking to God, He's helping you with something in you. And He'll use people. You see that? And you know what else? The devil uses people. And remember, we don't want to be ignorant of his devices. So he'll send somebody right from the devil to help you understand something. Did you catch that? Did you get that? All right. Everything that you've gone through and are going through is orchestrated to get you into the purpose and plan of God. Circumstances, nothing happens just random. Jesus, what is born, all that wasn't just random. It was a plan, it was orchestrated, and this is the way God works. Following Christ, listen to me, God has orchestrated all the affairs of your life according to the counsel of His will. Talks about that in Ephesians. Following Christ is more than being nice. It means more than being genuine. It means more than being sincere. More than that. It means more than being honest. Following Christ is everything. Everybody say everything.
Everything.
Following Christ is everything. Following Christ, listen, does not mean I am exempt from suffering. Following Christ does not mean I am exempt from suffering. There is a gospel that's shallow out there, and it says, when you're suffering, you're not in God's will. That is not the gospel. In Philippians 1:29, it says, you have been granted not only to believe in Christ, but also to suffer for His sakes. The word suffer means affected by the experience. How are you affected by what you're going through? God is looking at your response, how you're treating the people who are mistreating you, how you're responding to them. God is watching your response. And He wants you to listen to His voice and respond in the way we're following Jesus, right? So, that's the idea. Jesus always tells you the truth. So when I'm living a lie, it's based on lies. Some of the things that you find inspirational are imprisoning you because they are not accurate. Sometimes people get inspired by things. Oh, I feel inspired when I go there. I tell you what, I've listened to Death Leopard and got inspired before. You know what I mean? But you listen to the words? Gee. Are you listening to me? Not everything's accurate. Yeah, just you have to be aware of what you're listening to and what's inspiring you. Jesus wants to get the truth to you so you can be free from living your life based on wrong information. See, when we're believing a lie, it's a fantasy, remember? And that's an invention of our own imagination. We're making up something that doesn't even have anything to do with the will of God. Now think about this. Truth calls you to reality. So when I'm living my life based on lies, I'm creating a false reality. Jesus is letting us know that this is not how life works. Life works my way. When you do it His way, that's how life works. He says His ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. For as the rain comes down from heaven and the snow and waters the earth and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be. It will not return to me void, but it will accomplish what I please, and it will prosper in the thing for which I have sent it. Then you'll be led out with joy and walk in peace. You see, His ways are higher than our ways. When we get His way in our life, now we're going to walk in peace and joy. And that's the kingdom. Kingdom of God, Romans 14:7, righteousness, peace, and joy. So the goal of our life is to get His way in our way. His ways become our ways. Am I talking to anybody? Now listen, this is His ways are higher. That's in Isaiah 55. That's good, Andrew. You'll find it in verse 7 through 14 in there. See, He wants you to bring your expectations in alignment with what's real. See, if you always have these false expectations, you're always going to be let down. Always. You're going to be frustrated. That's the equation for frustration. You have all these expectations on people and circumstances and things that never met. But reality, now your reality starts to line up with your expectations. Now I don't expect my wife and my husband to have everything. I'm going to God, and God is helping me to free me so I can love my wife and my husband and encourage my wife and my husband in the way God created me to do that and build them up. You see that? Now, think about this. Jesus said, you know what I like about Jesus? He doesn't mince words, and He doesn't beat around the bush and try to make you think it's going to be like this. He said, I'm sending you, in Matthew 10, He says, I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. Sheep among wolves. Now think about this. Sheep don't even have sharp teeth. They don't have a sharp hoof. They don't have any horns. Meh, that's all they got. So exactly, they don't have no brains. They're like the most ignorant animal on the planet. You can take a sheep in and out of the barn and leave him, and he don't know how to get back in the barn again. Oh, 20,000 times, he forgets how to get back in there. He needs a shepherd. That's what He says you and I are like, sheep. We need a shepherd. But I want you to think about this. He sends you out as sheep among wolves. A wolf is hostile. A wolf is bloodthirsty. Wolves run in packs, and they're ready to attack. They constantly wait for a sheep to be hanging out and attack that sheep. This is true about wolves. They're bloodthirsty. Eskimos hunt wolves. This is how they do it. They would get a 4-5 inch or 4 or 5 foot steel, and they sharpen it razor sharp, like a big knife blade, and it stands up 4 or 5 feet tall. And they'll go, and they stand it up out in the wilderness, out in the woods. And before they put it up, stand it up, they coat it with seal blood, or a walrus, or some type of a, penguin, whatever, the blood. They'll coat that blade with blood, and they'll coat it with several coats. And it freezes on there like a big popsicle. And they'll take it and they'll put it out in the wilderness. And wolves can smell it from a mile away. They smell it and they'll come and they'll start licking that blade. They're licking it. And because they're bloodthirsty, their tongue gets cut. And now they're engulfed in their own blood. And they'll die right there. Right there around that blade. That's how they trap wolves. That's a picture of sin. Sin becomes that way. You see, when you get into sin, you like it. And you can't get enough of it. But you see, when Jesus gets a hold of you, he removes that. You see that? Come on, am I making sense? So he says, I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. Wolves are hostile. They will attack you. Anybody been attacked this week? Who you listening to? You listening to somebody attacking you? Don't listen to the people attacking you. Don't listen to the people who are saying things about you. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. Every tongue that rises against you. This is what we need to understand. And when we're in touch with God, we're going to listen to his voice. Jesus always tells us the truth. I'm sending you out as sheep among wolves. He said, let the dead bury the dead. Well, what's that about? Guy wanted to bury his father. He said, let the dead bury the dead. Boy, that sounds cold and callous, doesn't it? You know what he's saying? He's saying, there's going to be opportunities that are going to come up. Even though your parents have passed away, you're going to have to remain true to my will, no matter what's happened. Are you catching this? No matter what's happened, come on. Your pain doesn't give you permission to quit. Are you catching this? So think about this. He says, no matter, you know what? My mom passed away. I thought I didn't know what I was going to do. I ended up doing her funeral, and I was protected in that. And I was as close to her as I could ever be. The last 13 years. I've spent a lot of time with her the last 13 years. I'm just trying to help you see. No matter what happens, you remain true to his will. Am I making sense? And that is what's going on. You're going to fulfill his plan and purpose. And then while you're doing that, guess what? You're helping other people. You're helping other people.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
I've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.